And back on Bicentennial Plaza.
Guilford County. There are two powerful parent voices on this stage today, and they've joined us in our fight for public education. Please give it up for Donald Dunn of the National PTA Executive Committee and Susan Burke.
The rain has let up. There's probably half the people have left. It's still several hundred. I don't know how many, but it was a good crowd out here. It's getting near 5 o'clock.
My name is Donald Dunn, past State PTA President, now serving on the National Board. I want to thank each and every one of you for having 1.5 million students here in North Carolina and thank you for every day. Public education is under attack from Washington all the way from Raleigh to the local school system. We deserve better. Our kids deserve better. You deserve better. I'm here in support of you, but even more, those kids who are not here, those who don't have a voice, those parents who are not able to make a trip to Raleigh to tell those kids that you are. Our desire is very simple. Give us what we deserve. Very simple. We deserve better. We're not a third-rate nation. We're not a second-class state. We're North Carolina. So my message is very simple. Friend and foe, from the coast to the mountain, we will not forget in November.
Yeah!
November. Give it up for public education. I want you to do me a favor. Before we close out here, I need for you to do me a favor. I want you to check out your cell phone. I want you to take out your cell phone right now.
Yeah.
And I want you to text the word action. I want you to text the word action. A-C-T-O-N. A-C-T-I-O-N. So we do a spell check now, right? I want you to text it to this number. The number is 84693. It's 84693. We made history today, folks, in the great state of North Carolina. Woo! You organized your homes, your communities, your school boards, your state superintendents, and did something that's never been done in the great state of North Carolina. You were able to close down the learning today and take the teaching to the General Assembly. But today, May 16th, is just the beginning. It's the beginning of a 6-month effort to hold our legislators accountable and to stop prioritizing corporate boardrooms in our classroom. This is about a long-term sustainable victory. That will elevate our schools and our profession back to the beacon that they were in the South. So my ask of you and the tens of thousands that were here today and those as you head back in your cars and your charter buses from Murphy and to Mantia to the Triad to the Triangle. Don't let this stop here. Woo! I don't care what political party you belong to. Woo! It's not about the D, it's not about the R, it's about the E. It's about public education. We have tremendous power. We have to take this passion, all of us here, and we have to show our communities that we mean business, that we have to be vocal at every opportunity and demand better for our students. We will ask you every day to cyber lobby or to canvass your neighborhoods. It all started with our march today on May 16th, and then we're going to continue marching all the way to the ballot box in November. To discuss what our students need in a public school. NCAE educators will be a part of that community forum, and we're going to be here in Raleigh as well. Some of you will be inviting lawmakers into your classrooms in the final weeks of school. Today we are here in person, but just because we return to school tomorrow, it doesn't mean we're finished. We will use our social media and our digital avenues to affect change. The ultimate goal is to elect a pro-public education legislature.
Woo! Right on!
We have got to get our great governor of North Carolina the help that when he overturns that veto and that bad budget, sorry, he's got some friends there to help him craft some good legislation for our students. I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for what you do each and every day for public education and for our students. Continue the fight, travel home safely, and remember May 16th. Remember why this day was so important, because this time it was personal for each and every one of us.